2 of our study of the last vision of Daniel, chapter 10 through 12. Before we do, we'd like to open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I ask that you would guide and direct the thoughts and ideas that are conveyed in this presentation, that they be truths that would better prepare those of us that understand these things to reflect your character to those around who we may have influence and contact with. I ask that they would be truths of such a nature that would bring conviction to our hearts of our need to be fully consecrated to your will, to be fully used by your Holy Spirit. Please bless the listeners with discernment and wisdom as they reflect upon these things. Give them the desire to test these things and see if they're so. Let your Holy Spirit accompany this study, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. In our first study, we gave an overview, primarily staying in Daniel chapter 10. One of the things we were trying to emphasize there is that Daniel, among other things in this chapter, as a prophet, was symbolizing God's people at the end of the world, the 144,000, and we'll take up that theme later on in our studies. But one of the things that we need to get behind us in this study, so when we get to the conclusion we can make some points, is the history that is set forth in Daniel chapter 11 and onward. In Desire of Ages, page 55 and 56, we're told this: "These humble worshippers had not studied the prophecies in vain, but those who held positions as rulers and priests in Israel, though they too had before them the precious utterances of prophecy, were not walking in the way of the Lord, and their eyes were not open to behold the light of life." So it is still. Events upon which the attention of all heaven is centered are undiscerned. Their very occurrence is unnoticed by religious leaders and worshippers in the house of God. In the days of Christ, God's people weren't recognizing the events that were fulfilling prophecy, identifying the present truth for that time. And that's being repeated today. One of the primary purposes of this study of Daniel 10 through 12 is to identify that the events that are present truth for us here at the end of the world are the events that transpire in the final verses of Daniel chapter 11 that lead up to the close of human probation, that lead up to the world being divided into two classes before the seven last plagues. And in order to do that, we need to look at the history that is set forth in the prior verses